little old Birmingham, Alabama, and you're going all over the place now. You deserve it, man. Hard work paid off for you.
There's Jordan Howard blasting the midfield to the line 40, 30.
When he came to Gardendale High School, I'll never forget the first practice. I said, wow, he's special. And after the first week, our head coach said, he's a 7 to 10 year player in the NFL.
What was it that stood out to you when you first saw him on the football field?
Power. Just how strong he was and how 20 carries was nothing, 30 carries was nothing for him. He got stronger every time the carries added up. As he got stronger and the defense was weaker.
Describe high school Jordan to me.
High school Jordan didn't say a lot. When he first got to us, I thought, man, this kid is shy.
Do you feel awkward yet that we're sitting here talking about you when you're sitting here?
I take a while to warm up to people, so when I first got there, I wasn't doing too much talking until I got warmed up to people and things like that, but I feel like I'm pretty much the same as I was in high school.
What's your best memory from high school football?
Best memory, my senior year, we started out like 1-3, then we won like a 6-game winning streak, so we turned my senior season around, so that was my best memory.
One cool story, he went the entire summer, no strength and conditioning program whatsoever, injured his entire summer, couldn't go to camps. And I hated that for him because I knew how special he was and he deserved a lot of opportunities and really only had one at UAB. But he comes back, gets back on the healthy train with us, and game one with no conditioning whatsoever. He had practiced for a week and comes back and carries, 25 times against a rival, a school rival, for about 160 yards and 3 touchdowns. That was probably my best memory of him, is seeing him battle that injury and come back and have a strong senior year. That just epitomizes him.
Jordan made his mark as a Gardendale Rocket, gaining 2,876 yards in his junior and senior years. He attended the University of Alabama, Birmingham, but when the football program shut down after his sophomore year, Coach McCoy was one of the first people Jordan turned to.
I was just bouncing ideas and stuff off him. Different schools that were looking at me and telling them the visits I was going on.
He was obviously shook by it a little bit, which Jordan never gets shook about anything, but he just came by and I said, do you know what you're going to do? He said, I don't have a clue. He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. You make the decision that's best for Jordan.
The best decision for Jordan was Indiana University. He played there 1 year before getting drafted in the 5th round by the Chicago Bears.
Stiff arm down the sideline.
Jordan broke the Bears' rookie rushing record with 1,313 yards.
How has your style of play changed? Do you feel like you're the same player?
I feel like I'm pretty much the same player. I've become a lot smarter and things like that and picked up a few more techniques. But I feel like the only thing that's changed, I've definitely become a smarter player, able to understand a lot more things.
How has your coach influenced your career to this day?
I just talk to him all the time, and he just influenced me. He's always a positive person, so you always need positive people around. So that's just good vibes and things like that. But he always just tell me keep at it. He's always supporting me no matter what. If I had a bad game, good game, he's always supporting me. So just having a positive person in my corner.
How'd you feel when he got drafted?
Oh, my gosh. Elated. I know from knowing him personally of how big of a dream that was for him, and sitting there watching the draft and watching the way it unfolded and everything, and just when his name came off that board, I was so pumped for him, and I knew his phone was going to be blowing up. I just said, congrats, buddy. Go get the grind on and get after it, and he's done that tenfold.
What do you say to the high school Jordans out there?
Just never give up on your dream. Always have faith in God, because even when it seems like it's not going to be a way, he'll make a way. So just always stay positive and keep chasing after your dreams.
Good to see you, man. Love you, boy.